Before we actually talk about the game on Saturday, listen, there's a lot going on this week in relation to the academy. Carey Lacy stepped down last week. There was a press release came out from the coaches and the support staff today that they're all resigning. The thing is very much up in the air at the moment. What's your thoughts on it, Leo?
I suppose from our point of view, it's a bit disappointing, all right, that things have gone this way, you know, and it's disappointing for myself that I suppose Carl stepped away, because Carl would had a big influence in my involvement in the last number of years, and you know, getting involved with the younger teams, and I suppose it's disappointing you know, that he stepped away, and I suppose the rest of the academy also, in terms of, you know, I suppose not quite sure on the ins and outs of the whole thing, but it's just disappointing, I suppose, for Donegal GAA.
So then, looking ahead to the game, Carl, this coming weekend, Derry is the opposition. What's the preparation been like, just as you've been trying to, I suppose, organise your team around getting a competition underway? Because there's been a lot of other things happening, be it college football has been going on over the last number of months as well.
Yes, definitely it's been difficult there, especially the past month approximately. You know, there was a lot of people playing freshers football. You know, there's a lot of students and a lot of our boys students in the LYIT, or ATU Donegal as it's now called, and freshers and Sigerson teams. So that there, you know, it was a lot of juggling going on there, and a lot of young lads playing a lot of football. But you know, thankfully now for our sake, it's all tied up now, and they're in with us, and we have our panel settled, and I suppose we're kind of cleared up a few injuries in the last number of weeks also, and you know, things are starting to look good for us.
Yeah. In relation to your panel, were you able to keep many of the players that were involved in that team that won the Leo Murphy Cup last year and got as far as the championship semi-final?
We only have probably about 6 or 7 that we managed to hold on, panelists from last year. A lot of boys were overage and have moved on, and actually, gladly, you know, they've made the step up to the senior team. You know, a lot of the boys are involved in the panel there now, and I suppose that brings ourselves, you know, we like to see them going on and doing well for their county, and it brings us a bit of enjoyment, you know, to see that we've given them a platform to improve and get better and make the step up.
Yeah, and I suppose as well for the players that have come out of that minor age group, they're now maybe on the fringes of the under 20s. Is there many of those that have been sort of kept in this circle and kept evolving in the player pathway?
Yeah, exactly. Now there's a lot. There's a great season last year, and we'd hoped at the start of when I went in at the start that we'd hoped to have to hold a development panel. You know, and I promised a lot of boys that, you know, we were picking a 33-man panel when we came in, because we had, obviously, but we had a lot of good young players that just needed development, if you know what I mean, you know, physically especially. They needed a lot of development, and we kind of promised them that, you know, we would make a development panel, and just the way things have gone with the academy at the minute, we were unable to do that, you know, so it was disappointing in that. And I suppose I made a promise to a lot of lads that I couldn't keep then, you know. So, but other than that, like, I mean, you know, there's about 7 or 8 lads that stayed on from last year, and they're really pushing the thing on at the minute, thankfully. So it's good that way.
Yeah, and I suppose it's back to the point when you mentioned the academy, Leo, that how important it is that we have structures in place for academy players at underage, so they're sort of kept in this routine every year and the development to making a senior footballer.
Yeah, well, that's it exactly. I suppose, you know, there's a brave gap in terms of time between an under 17 player and under 20. You know, and a lot can go right or wrong for a lad in those 3 years. And you know, sadly, we've seen both ends of it. We've seen lads that have fallen off in those years, and I suppose we've seen lads that maybe really improved in those years. So I suppose kind of keeping the structure there for them is important, you know, while they enjoy their club football, which is very important also. But you know, maybe keeping them, you know, at a high level, and maybe, you know, having them the best strength and conditioning programs, nutritional plans, etc. You know, it's important for them, you know.
Yeah, and looking ahead now to the opposition this weekend, Derry, of course, one of the sides that are always there or thereabouts come the end of the competition at under 20 and minor level. Derry will be a stern test, will it, at the weekend for you?
Yeah, definitely a stern test. I think they're champions at under 17 level, like this group of players. And I know they've a few lads involved with the seniors, which maybe shows their ability. But we're kind of keeping our own house, right, and we're kind of looking to see where we're at on Saturday, and kind of see what level we're at, and suppose kind of, you know, gauge it from there, and just trying to keep improving the lads, you know, should it be physically or from a coaching point of view that we're trying to improve them and get them better, and, you know, be ready really for Antrim. Yep. At the end of March.
Yeah, you mentioned Derry players being around the seniors. You obviously have Luke McGlynn, is that right, Leo, who's part of the 20s?
That's right, yeah. Luke's went up there with the seniors in the last couple of months, and he's doing well by all accounts. He came on against Kerry and obviously kicked a good score. You know, he's a great young talent for the county, and we hope to be him back in with us as soon as possible, you know.
Yeah. So once again, very exciting times for young players. They always like to pull the jersey on. It's how long ago was it since you were playing underage football for Donegal, Leo?
God, I'd say our last was under 21s, the time we won with Jim. We won Ulster with Jim again. I think it was 2010.
Yeah.
We sadly got beat in the All Ireland final against Dublin. You know, and it was a lot of both teams would have went on to play for their senior teams and won All Ireland. So luckily it was part of them groups.
Yeah, and now you find yourself in a coaching and managerial position. Coach obviously with Gary Duffy last year, but you've stepped up to the hot seat, the big seat this year, Leo. How have you found management, and how's the management side of things compared to coaching?
Yeah, I suppose it's I've kind of opened my eyes in the last number of weeks, you know, in terms of what, you know, different small things that had to be dealt with, and I suppose the organisation that's involved. I suppose for a number of years with Donegal, I've been just arriving to training, just ready to train as a player, you know, and on the other hand, then the last couple of years I've been just arriving there to coach. You know, but I think from a management point of view, there's a lot more you have to put in place in order to even get to training. Before you get there, you know, there's lots of different physios to work with, strength and conditioning coaches, you know, there's so much more to it. And I suppose that was a kind of a shock to me. But no, I think I'm coming to terms with it now and getting plans in place. And luckily enough, I have a great team around me, and I'm very happy with the management team I have around me. So things are starting to come together.
And obviously the management team, Eamon McGee, Colin McFadden and Oney McGarvey's in there as well. Three guys that know a lot about what they're doing.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, I suppose that the experience is there with all of them. And like, I mean, we get on very well and we work very well together. I mean, there's no egos, if you like, and I suppose we don't be afraid to call each other out if we feel we're right or wrong, and I think that's a good place to be in a management team. And no, we're enjoying it at the minute, and I feel we're starting to have a good impact on coaching on the young lads there, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Just finally, then, what's the hopes for the year then, Leo? Where would you like to be come the end of the competition at this age group with Donegal?
Ah, listen, hey, we'd be not looking past each game, obviously, but it'd be lovely to get an Ulster final. You know, we've seen not how close exactly, but I mean, the All Ireland champions put us out last year after extra time. You know, so I mean, looking at that, Donegal football's not far away. You know, and I suppose if we could get an Ulster final, you know, it'd be brilliant. It'd be great for our lads. It'd be a great lift, you know. And I suppose, and saying that, like, we'll not be looking past any game, but it'd be lovely to get to an Ulster final.
Yeah, sure would. Well, listen, the very best of luck to you and the management team and the rest of the players for the season ahead, and obviously the opener against Derry this weekend. Thanks for talking to us, Leo.
Thanks a million, Oisin. Cheers.